Welcome to the Cool Kids Readers Theaters podcast. For this week's episode, we picked a short comedy one-act play by D.M. Larson, entitled Nobody Famous. Our cast features Brent Sigman as director and narrator, Brittany Lamb as Brenda, Carissa Horton as Heather, special guest Bettina Bowler as Mooch, Corey Jeanette as Joe, Renee Caraballo as Gina, Andrew Lebo as Barry, and Harrison Lamb as a reporter. I'm Sean Marshbanks, sound and podcast producer. I'd like to take a few moments and give a quick shout out to Bettina Bowler for being our special guest for this week's episode. Bettina and her daughter also have a podcast called Killer Hangover. It's about a mother-daughter duo with an obsession with true crime, the supernatural, and adult beverages. Don't judge them. Please go check out their podcast. You can find them on all podcast sites. Also on Twitter at Killer H Podcast. Facebook, Killer Hangover Podcast. Now, please sit back, relax, and enjoy Nobody Famous.
Brenda, an actress who has a chance at being famous.
Heather, Brenda's slightly ditzy friend who takes her to see Mooch.
Mooch, a fortune teller who is having an insightful day.
Joe, an angry customer of Mooch's who didn't like her prediction.
Gina, Brenda's agent.
Barry, a movie scout.
Voice of reporter.
Time and place, present day psychic reading parlor. Front room of Madame Mooch's mystery readings and message parlor. Brenda waits impatiently alone. Heather appears from a curtained area.
This is so stupid. Can we go now? It's Saturday night and there are other places I'd rather be.
Heather rushes in from the curtains.
You'll never guess who she said I was in one of my past lives.
Let's see. Cleopatra?
How did you know?
Psychics always say women are Cleopatra. For some reason, everybody wants to be her. Personally, I'd rather have been someone longer lived. What a way to go. Snake bite to the breast. Ouch.
You don't think it's true?
Heather, these people aren't for real. Don't you read the disclaimers?
Brenda holds up a brochure.
For entertainment purposes only.
She seems so real, so convincing.
Mooch enters from the curtained area.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know anyone was still here.
Yeah, she's real perceptive.
Mooch ties up the curtain so the audience can now see a table with a crystal ball on top and two chairs.
Does your friend want a reading?
Yes.
No!
Come on, Brenda. I'll pay for it.
Don't waste your money.
It's just for fun. You said yourself, for entertainment purposes only. What do you have to fear?
Fear itself?
Oh, come. I won't bite.
Yeah, but I might.
There, I paid for it.
Heather gives Mooch the money. Mooch holds the bill up to the light.
I feel my power returning to me.
The power of the U.S. Mint.
Go on.
Fine. Let's get this over with.
Mooch starts to close the curtain.
The spirits come to me.
Leave the curtain open. I want witnesses.
You sure you want me to watch? It gets kind of private.
Heather sits in a nearby waiting room chair.
Private? Then I definitely want you to watch.
Brenda sits in a chair by the crystal ball. Mooch sits in the other chair.
So, what do you want to know?
The quickest way out of here.
Don't be difficult, Brenda. Try to have fun with it.
Fine. What are this week's winning lottery numbers?
3, 5, 9, 20, 25, and 49. And the Powerball is...
She draws from the tarot deck.
7.
Pretty specific.
Heather writes down the numbers.
Why didn't I think to ask that?
What else do you see in the cards?
Mooch draws more cards.
I see your past and your future.
Let me guess. I was Cleopatra too. How is it possible for so many people to be Cleopatra? I know. Maybe she had a split personality.
I'm afraid in your past you've a nobody famous.
Nobody? Ever?
Nope. Never. Ever.
What about my future?
Oh, you will be famous one day.
Now or in a future life?
Would you like to be famous in this life?
What do you mean?
In everybody's life cycle, they are allowed one time to be famous.
Only once, huh?
Brenda is amused. She smiles at Heather.
Do you wish it to be this one?
Sure. Why not?
Then so be it!
A big boom, like thunder, is heard. The lights flicker and go out. When the lights come on again, Mooch is gone.
That was weird.
Heather rushes to Brenda and looks around the table.
Where'd she go?
Behind the curtain, no doubt.
Heather checks the curtain.
It's solid wall behind here.
Then through a trap door. It doesn't matter. Let's go.
They head for the door.
You have to admit, that was pretty spooky.
And completely fake. You can only be famous once in your life cycles. What a fraud. And she's not even good. She's not even a good fake psychic.
Joe enters through the front door.
Oh, hey. Aren't you that actress?
Who? Me?
Yeah, the one in the play downtown. What's it called? Brush with Destiny. That's it.
Did you see her?
Yeah, you were incredible.
Thanks.
Did you see the review in today's paper?
Joe holds up the paper.
You got a review?
Heather takes the paper and looks at it.
That reviewer is an idiot. He wouldn't know a play if a stage fell on him.
Oh my gosh, this review is really good.
You're kidding. He never likes anything.
He sure liked you.
Brenda Starr lives up to her name. Her radiant talent brightens this otherwise ordinary play.
Let me see that.
Brenda takes the paper.
This is so great. Oh, my agent will go nuts.
Maybe I better get your autograph. Sounds like you're going to make it big.
Heather pulls out a pen and hands it to Brenda.
Here.
Brenda signs the newspaper.
There you go.
Thanks.
Joe looks around.
I guess Madam Mooch stepped out. I'll come back later.
He exits.
We better go get a copy of that paper so you can show your agent.
Wait a minute. This smells like a setup.
What do you mean?
Oh, wasn't that awfully good timing? She says I'm going to be famous, and then this guy comes in here and acts like I'm some new star.
But how could she fake that newspaper review?
Good point.
So do you think there might be something to this psychic thing?
It's a coincidence. That's all.
Brenda's cell phone rings.
Hello? Oh, hi, Gina.
To Heather.
It's my agent.
I'll bet she saw the review.
Yeah, I read it. Very good. What? No way.
What is it? What?
Brenda waves away Heather.
Shh.
Into the phone.
Sorry, my friend is talking to me. Yes, let's do it.
She looks around.
I hate to admit this, but I'm at some psychic reading place.
She picks up the brochure.
Madam Mooch. You know her.
To Heather.
Gina's been here. Sure, I'll wait for you here.
She hangs up the phone.
You won't believe this.
Probably not, but tell me anyway.
somebody is filming a movie in town and they saw my show last night. They want me to be in their movie.
You're kidding.
Gina said that there are some pretty big stars in it too. One of them had a scheduling conflict and can't come. Gina's bringing the casting director over here to see me now. They need somebody immediately and they want me.
You'll be famous.
Brenda stops.
This can't be happening. Where is that madam money?
Mooch?
Whatever. Come out, madam. I want a word with you.
Why are you so upset? This is wonderful.
I know how these stories go. Remember that story, The Monkey's Paw? At first, everything is great. You get everything you wish for. Then the bottom drops out.
You're such a wet blanket. Can't you have a little fun?
Fun is for people who are too stupid to prepare for the impending disaster.
I give up. Fine. Don't enjoy your instant success. I'm going home.
Don't be mad, Heather. I'm sorry. I have to admit there might be something beyond my comprehension going on here.
See? Isn't this stuff amazing?
Or extremely well contrived. Madam Mooch, I need a word with you.
I wonder why she isn't appearing.
Brenda pulls out some money.
I'm not speaking her language.
She waves around a bill.
I have something green for you.
Mooch enters.
I sense that you require my services.
Brenda smiles at Heather, then looks at Mooch.
I need some information.
Information is my middle name. Though my abilities have been weakened by all the recent activity.
Brenda hands her a bill.
There. Feeling better?
Oh, a bit better, yes.
Good.
I sense your friend here wants to go.
Do you?
Heather looks at her watch.
Oh my gosh, I have reservations for 5 minutes ago.
He waves goodbye.
Thank you, Madam Mooch. Bye, Brenda.
Heather exits.
That was my money. How come she got a reading?
She paid for you and you paid for her.
Now for my question.
My power is fading.
Brenda hands her another bill.
Feeling better?
Mooch stuffs the bill in her shirt.
Ask your question.
How can Madam Mooch cook up such an elaborate scam?
Madam Mooch didn't scam you. You want to be famous, so you will be famous.
What if I changed my mind?
It is your destiny now. Don't fight it. Fighting will only bring doom upon you.
Doom. That's certainly what I'm expecting from all this. Every silver lining has a cloud.
I predict that your bad fortune is over.
I hope you're right.
Unless.
There's always an unless. Okay, give me the bad news.
I must consult the cards.
Mooch goes to her table.
That's probably going to cost me.
Brenda goes to the table and sits opposite Mooch. Mooch lays out some cards.
The meaning of these cards escapes me.
Brenda gives her more money.
Yes. I see now. Beware the one-armed bandit.
You mean the slot machines? Well, that's easy. I hate gambling. Ever since that time my boyfriend got kidnapped by a trucker at Sky City Casino, I've refused to go back to one.
Mooch rises.
Beware. Beware the one-armed bandit.
Yeah, you said that already.
Mooch starts to go.
Wait, I have more questions.
No time. You have visitors.
Mooch exits as Gina and Barry enter from the front door.
How did she know that?
Hey, Brenda, how's my big star?
Gina and Brenda do a fake kiss on the cheek.
Still in wonder.
I want you to meet someone.
Gina drags over Barry.
This is Barry Bandito. He's the casting director for the movie I told you about.
Brenda reaches out her hand to shake. Barry lifts his left arm and takes her hand and kisses it. Barry's right arm is in a sling.
Bandito. Oh.
She looks where Mooch went.
Hi.
Brenda, I thought you'd be more excited. This is a big opportunity.
Sorry, this has all been very sudden.
Brenda is just new to the theater scene.
Yeah, she's a natural. She appears to have years of experience.
So, will she work, Barry?
To Brenda.
He wanted to meet you before he decided on anything.
I'd like to interview you a bit first.
Yes, I have a few questions also.
We can sit over here.
Barry heads for chairs in the waiting room. Gina says to Brenda quietly,
"What is your problem? Get excited."
Brenda, and aside to Gina,
"I have a bad feeling about this guy."
Brenda, shh.
They go and sit near Barry.
Would you like to go first, or shall I?
I'll go first.
Barry's on a tight schedule. Maybe you ought to let him...
No, I like a woman of action. Go ahead, Brenda.
I'm going to be frank.
Brenda, ixnay on the...
Why would a big studio want a little small-time nobody like me?
You have the look.
The look?
Gina says excitedly to Brenda as if understanding Barry perfectly.
You know, the look.
Perhaps you could explain the look to me a bit more.
You have that natural spark that will light up the screen.
Oh, she does have a spark, doesn't she? La chispa, as they say.
Barry sits over by Brenda.
You are very attractive. I could take you far.
Brenda scoots away.
I'd rather you didn't take me anywhere.
Brenda! She's funny, isn't she?
I don't need a comedian.
Barry moves a little closer and tries to put his hand on her leg.
I need someone who takes direction well.
Brenda stands and moves away.
Depends on the director.
Barry to Gina.
I thought you said she really wanted this part.
She told me she did.
How big of a part is this?
That depends on you.
And what does that mean?
Wait, I thought you said this was a big part.
So far today, I'm not seeing what I want.
Barry gets up.
Maybe this was a mistake.
Gina jumps up to stop him.
No, wait. I don't understand. I thought we had an agreement.
Sorry. I can already tell it's not going to work out.
Barry starts to exit.
But...
Gina starts after him.
Wait.
Let him go, Gina.
Barry shakes his head at them and exits.
What was that all about?
That guy totally gives me the creeps.
But I really went out a limb on this for you.
I'm sorry, but I don't think he was interested in my acting skills.
Look, Brenda, what did you expect? Being a star involves a little give and take.
Sorry, but I don't want to give what he wants to take.
Then maybe you need to find another agent.
What?
Maybe Morality Movie Studio is looking for actresses. Oh, wait, there's no such thing. See you, Brenda. Thanks for nothing.
Gina exits.
Wow, Madam Mooch. You sure were right about this one.
Heather returns.
Wow, Gina sure didn't look happy. What happened?
I just blew my chance at fame and fortune.
Well, why'd you do that?
Forget it. What are you doing back here?
Dan called and canceled our dinner date, so I went and bought a lottery ticket. I used Madam Mooch's numbers.
What a waste of a dollar.
It was worth a try.
Let's go, okay?
Joe enters.
I can't wait any longer.
He's nervous and he tries to block their exit.
Where's Madam Mooch?
In her secret room, laughing at us, no doubt.
Brenda tries to go.
Can we get by, please?
Joe won't move from the doorway.
I want to see Mooch now!
All you have to do is wave a few dollars around. She'll appear.
Maybe if I wave this instead.
Joe pulls out a gun.
He's got a gun!
Hey, now, buddy, we don't want any trouble.
Well, that's what you're gonna get unless I see Mooch.
My guess is that she's headed out the back door as we speak.
Afraid not. I blocked her back door with my car.
I don't know what your problem is with her, but it has nothing to do with us. So if we could just go...
You're witnesses now. You stay.
Witnesses?
To a crime.
You know what? No crime has been committed. As far as I can tell, you have a permit for that gun. No crime, no problem. Let's go, Heather.
Both of you sit down now.
Brenda and Heather find chairs and sit.
Come out here, Mooch, before I start shooting into those rice paper walls of yours. There's no telling what I'll hit.
Hello, Joe. What do you want?
Oh, great. Now we know his name. So much for not being a witness.
I want my life back, Mooch. The one you stole from me.
She stole your life?
She told my wife that I was sleeping around, and then my wife left me.
I cannot hide the truth.
But that wasn't the truth. I've been faithful to my wife.
Have you?
I've never slept with anyone else since I married her.
What about, Megan?
Megan? You mean my old girlfriend?
Did you sleep with her?
Not since I've been married.
Oh, dear. I think I got my visions crisscrossed.
Oh, dear. Is that all you can say? You ruined my life and you just say, oh, dear.
Can't believe your life would leave you based on something some two-bit psychic would say.
How dare you call me a two-bit...
Shut up, Mooch.
Joe to Brenda.
She had some help. After Mooch told my wife about Megan, my wife paid Megan a visit. Megan never got over our breakup, so she has some hard feelings. So Megan told my wife that Mooch was right.
Oh, that's not good.
So between Mooch here and Megan, your wife was sure you were lying.
Joe holds the gun up to Mooch's head.
So, psychic lady, can you see what's in your future?
Oh, sorry. I can't predict the future for myself.
Well, let me give you some help.
Joe pulls the trigger. Click. No bullets. Mooch faints. Heather screams.
Where'd I put my gun clip?
Run, Heather!
Brenda pulls Heather toward the door.
What about Mooch?
We'll call the cops.
Joe finds his clip and puts it in the gun. He points it at them just as they get to the door.
Hold it!
Brenda and Heather freeze.
Turn around and come back slowly.
We're gonna die.
Quit blubbering and just sit down.
Are you gonna kill us?
No, I don't want to kill anyone.
It looked like you wanted to kill Mooch.
I only wanted to scare her.
Brenda goes to fallen Mooch.
I think you've succeeded. Can we go now?
I was hoping it would be enough, but still, I don't feel like...
Heather sees flashing lights out the window.
I think we have a problem.
Who called the cops?
We didn't.
Mooch must have called them before she came out. Oh, now what do I do?
Surrender. You haven't really done anything. Yet.
Mooch wakes up.
Am I still alive? Or has someone summoned my spirit?
Unfortunately, you're still among the living. Now get up before that changes.
Brenda and Heather help Mooch up.
I see the police have arrived.
No thanks to you.
Oh, I saw the danger in my future, so I took the liberty of calling them.
Isn't she amazing?
Perhaps you can see a way out of this for me.
Give yourself up. It's the only way.
Heather looks toward window.
Now I think there's a news crew.
Oh, think of all the publicity.
I have to know what's going on out there. Turn on your TV, Mooch.
Mooch goes to the TV and turns it on.
We're coming to you live outside Madame Moose's shop.
Mooch, not Moose.
I think I like Moose better.
The police say the suspect is armed and dangerous.
That doesn't sound good.
Maybe if you tell them your story, then they'll go easy on you.
That might have given me some satisfaction, being able to tell the news what a big fraud she is.
Oh, can't you shoot me in the foot and run? That would be much better for business.
How about I shoot you in the foot and talk to the reporter?
Shh, wait. They have the lottery numbers at the bottom of the screen.
Heather, can't that wait?
3. I've got a 3.
Heather, please, not...
5. Got a 5.
Heather.
9. We've got 3 numbers.
You've got to be kidding.
20. We're winning.
25. We have 25.
49.
And the Powerball is?
7. We won.
I told you so.
We won. We won.
Brenda dances around with Heather and Joe. Heather and Brenda are still jumping up and down while Joe looks at his gun. He looks at them. Mooch stops them and points to Joe.
So, how much did you win?
Not much.
Only 95 million.
95 million dollars?
No, Powerballs.
Shut up.
To Heather and Brenda.
This changes everything.
He points the gun and holds out a hand.
Hand over the ticket.
Joe is distracted, so Mooch sneaks around behind him.
Easy come, easy go.
No.
No what?
No, I'm not going to give him our ticket. This is our ticket.
Heather, this is no time to get a backbone.
But we want it. It's ours.
Brenda shrugs and smiles sheepishly at Joe.
It's amazing what a few million can do to a person.
Hand it over, or I'll take it off your dead body.
Mooch picks up the crystal ball and moves behind Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Joe turns and Mooch smashes it on his head.
He didn't see that coming.
Joe falls to the ground and passes out.
So, what do you girls say to sharing that ticket?
Sure. I think I could spare a million or two.
It's the least we could do. I assume there's a we in this deal.
Of course. I wouldn't have bought this without you.
I have to ask you, Mooch. Are you always picking winning numbers?
Never. I got lucky this time.
Incredible.
I think we better go get the police before Joe wakes up.
I'll get them. Keep an eye on him.
Mooch runs out the door.
What a story. Those reporters will be all over us.
We'll be famous!
End of play.